am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, January 16th, 2024, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network, and as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. We are exploring the subject of war this year, mostly from an ideological standpoint. If you can win the war in the mind, then you've got the deal all sewn up. To paraphrase folks like Sun Tzu. So some announcements and then we'll dive in. I'm probably going to just throw out some conversation heads today, some ideas and things, because reality is markedly different than what people are led to believe. And the astonishing, the hard truth is that the evidence is laying out in plain sight, but we don't go looking for it. We just take for granted the things we hear from the establishment media, which is very Machiavellian and Neoplatonic in nature. Before there was Machiavelli, there was Plato. And so we would do well to perhaps re-examine. We will begin today's re-examination reflecting on yesterday's Martin Luther King Day, with Chad O. Jackson's montage that he put out yesterday titled MLK Was No Hero. And I would only perhaps offer the nuance of that last year. One year to the day before his assassination. Why was he assassinated? And it's interesting, this whole conversation sort of coalesces around the war machine. Anybody who opposes war, anybody who says, let's stop the fighting, let's stop bombing those people over there, let's just, take care of our own house, they seem to go away pretty quickly. And I think that was the case in Martin Luther King's in his assassination, his untimely demise. So anyway, without further ado, I want to give you a little bit of this, come back to the announcements after we do this, but this is a 33-minute video, 33 minutes, 25 seconds, and we're going to give you about 13 and a half minutes of it. MLK was No Hero by Chad O. Jackson. Go ahead, please.
We both seem to be from below the Mason and Dixon line. Where are you from?
I come from Kentucky, and I can honestly say one of my best friends was a colored girl, and as children have no prejudice, we became very close friends.
Interracial commissions were set up in the South. These commissions were composed of responsible white and Negro leaders in the South. And they were doing a pretty good job. When there was friction between the two groups, they sought to find a solution. They sought to find a solution. And as a result of it, much of the progress that has been made in establishing good relations in the South can be laid at the door of the interracial commission that functioned in the South and enjoyed considerable respect and prestige.
I would not let that determine whether I become friend to them by their color. I have found several colored people that I have enjoyed their friendship.
The South built many new schools, many of them far superior to those that were attended by white children.
Do the best that you can with your life. You are unique. You have a contribution to make. You have something to offer. Schools had a heavy reinforcement into our characters because they were black schools. Schools were not integrated at that time.
Now the NAACP has gotten a token.
All right, so we're going to pause for a moment, and I need to apologize in advance for Charlemagne, who is not a god. There is one bit of profanity in here, so if you will excuse that, it's part of the montage. We'll leave it in. I think it should be okay. So, go ahead, please.
Number of Negroes integrated the schools. They consider that a great victory, but I say it's a Pyrrhic victory. What is significant that this whole integration campaign coincided with Russia's stepped-up campaign in Africa and Asia. The races were getting along too well and beginning to solve their problems. Negroes were getting jobs they never held before. Things were getting along pretty smoothly. Now everything is just topsy-turvy now. The Reds started all of this integration stuff because they wanted the Negro to unite with the white communists. That was their objective, not with the other white people, but with the white communists. And as a result, they have destroyed all pride amongst them.
I've always asked, has integration helped to harm the black community?
Knocked the black folks' brains out. Black folk had up 100 times more before social integration hit. We weren't looking for any social integration. You know why? Because we had our own businesses there. Our own cab companies, we had our own restaurants, we had our own hotels, we had our own school systems. My family was part of one that had the only black bus line in the entire United States. And when I say we had a bus line, I'm not talking about two or three buses. We had over 500 buses.
Wow.
In Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We had that from 1927 up to about 1967. We owned the buses.
Mm-hmm.
We owned the resource. All of our mechanics were black. All of our drivers were black. Electricians were black. Everything was black. We don't kill our buses.
What?
Social integration. When all of a sudden, y'all started talking about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King going down to Alabama, want to integrate the bus lines. Integrate whose bus lines?
I have always ridden in the back of the bus because I didn't have guts to get in the front of the bus. But now the time had come. I was riding in the front of the bus.
Blacks in Winston-Salem says, we want to ride on front of some white buses. So we said, we don't have any white buses. They said, well, we'll get some so we can ride on the front of them.
I feel like a complete asshole because I never thought about that. Like that whole time they did the boycott, they should have been trying to establish their own bus company ownership, as opposed to wanting to ride. I never thought about that. Y'all boycotted for a year just to want to ride on the front?
See, you're a smart man.
I never thought about that.
They don't want any more Negro business. And that Negro business which exists, they say that should be integrated. They do not want to build anything, and they have nothing to
to one hood to any other group. But they want to force themselves everywhere, and as a result, they create friction.
Our new generation was no longer willing to go slow as our parents were. We turned our backs on legalism. It was too slow. We preferred to use with new energy the classic tools of more active riding and sitting in for freedom, for first-class citizenship. We made sure our voice was heard.
Dr. J.H. Jackson has warned constantly that communists are directing the revolutionary activities of the radical Black Power element America.
He says he represents the Negro. He does not represent anybody but himself. He is looking for security. That's what our elders are looking for. But we do not want security.
Many of the students work with Dr. Martin Luther King's Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
We have utterly pushed aside the old stymied adult Negro leadership in the South, and we have organized ourselves into student groups, into student protests, nonviolent protest groups, and we have seen real change in the South within the last past year and a half.
It was sort of something that you were caught up in a storm. You know, you walked out one day and the wind was blowing and the rain was coming down and everybody around you was talking about the movement. And whether you wanted to or not, you had to pay attention to it. And I did.
I didn't understand a lot of the whole economic issues. And there was a lot of naivete in it, but it was also a wonderful dream.
Integration was never an issue for me or for many others. But it was the issue that I think separated me from the civil rights movement.
What a lot of people fail to understand about Jim Crow is that what Jim Crow was state-mandated segregation. In other words, the state trying to play a role in determining where blacks can go and where whites can go.
I think that forced racial segregation is criminal and unconstitutional, and I think forced racial integration is criminal and unconstitutional. I think either one of them is cruel.
Many people, both black and white, understood, just as Governor Maddox did, that it is not only volatile, but actually unconstitutional for the government to force segregation, and by the same token, for the government to force integration.
Any effort to force integration upon whites is actually hypocritical. If a white man puts his arm around me voluntarily, that's brotherhood. But if you hold a gun on him and make him embrace me and pretend to be friendly or brotherly toward me, then that's not brotherhood, that's hypocrisy. And what America is trying to do is pass laws to force whites to pretend that they want Negroes into their schools or in their places of employment. Well, this is hypocrisy, and this makes a worse relationship between black and white rather than if this could be brought about on a voluntary basis.
The NAACP, Martin Luther King, and the Johnson administration collaborated together to pass the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which in their mind would go ahead and force integration anyway. The journalists in the 60s were themselves advocates for social justice. And so naturally, they did everything they can to emphasize and highlight so-called leaders of the civil rights movement.
Segregation to the average Negro means being held back. He's looking for progress. He wants to move forward in the American mainstream. Segregation holds him back.
What they didn't tell you is that there was a vast disconnect between the NAACP and ordinary working-class black men on the question of integration.
Up to this present time, it hasn't affected me at all. As far as my work and my social activities, up until this present time, I can say it hasn't affected me.
These are strong-willed, proud men who didn't see their dignity tied up in what white people thought about them or whether or not white people accepted them. King was able to do what Saul Alinsky later writes about in his book, Rules for Radicals, where he says the revolutionary organizer must create disenchantment and discontent. King was obviously able to do that rhetorically with his To America speech, where he painted this picture of black America, which was completely different than the actual lived experiences that most black people had at the time.
There are literally two Americas. The American Negro walked the streets daily in search for jobs that do not exist. and they find themselves perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity.
This new depiction, in a sense, subjected black people to what white people were willing to do for them, how white people were willing to vote, what the government was willing to do. In the eyes of the larger society, it made black people look desperate. It made people feel that black people's dignity really is tied up in what white people do. This all played a part in emotionalizing people to join the ranks of the civil rights movement.
Some of the liberals and the communists and all of that ilk, along with NAACP leaders, have been demanding more and more federal power. They want to take away all power from the states. And when this sort of thing happens, then we're on the road to dictatorship. And once you have given the federal government that power, it can be used against you. Depends upon who seizes control of the federal government.
I might say, Bill, this is my chief worry, that we have put so much power in the office of the presidency that someday the wrong man could come along.
I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own, without Congress.
And I wouldn't be so concerned about whether he could use these powers to perpetuate himself in office, but how he would use these powers to destroy people that disagreed with him.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
To pile up voters where voters don't usually pile up.
Senator Bernie Sanders said he supported voting rights for felons in prison, including the worst of the worst.
I think Johnson is fully aware of the powers that he has, and he certainly has used them and will use them. We should be constantly encouraging the Congress to go slow. Take it easy. Study. Research. We should be investing private funds of foundations, which are being wasted, in my opinion, too much on things that are not strictly American.
American history is so complex. Even how we understand our history is complex.
Protesters were out today pushing for the removal of a statue at Columbus Park.
This symbol must come down.
When conservatives are trying to stave off the left as they come for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, their sort of defense will be, well, at that time period, everybody owned slaves, and we're the first country to abolish slavery, and, you know, these types of things.
The American Revolution caused people to question slavery, that birthed abolition movements.
I was very offended for him to say that nobody criticized slavery until the slaveholding American founding fathers decided to raise it, disqualifies 200.
When progressives raise the slaveholding legacy of our founding fathers to conservatives, the conservative response is generally, these are men of their times and they have to be understood as such. But some of the same conservatives will turn around and indict King and say his views are so incompatible with the American founding and our principles that we should reconsider the extent to which we lionize him.
The whole reason that we even lionize or popularize someone like a Martin Luther King, who, by the way, was an all-out Marxist, who didn't believe in God. He said so in his own papers, that he did not believe in the resurrection of the Christ. That's very strange for someone who professes to be a Christian pastor. He didn't write any of his speeches. His dissertation was plagiarized. Those in his inner circle, his speechwriters, were themselves communists. Stanley Levison was a treasurer for a communist front group in New York. Bayard Rustin was a communist. He's the one who taught Martin Luther King the strategy of nonviolence. He was a concoction.
There you go. Interesting stuff. No one does that better than Chad O'Jackson. Somebody actually said that in a comment. You know, Chad is the absolute goat at making montages. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net, for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
If you jumped in the middle, we were playing in the last segment an excerpt from Chad O. Jackson's MLK Was No Hero, a montage that he published. He actually streamed it a couple of days ago in advance of Martin Luther King Day, January 14th, Sunday. And, you know, this gets to the heart of the issue that we've essentially been lied to about pretty much everything in this society, and it's time to maybe do some house cleaning, get our facts straight, our affairs in order, and that kind of thing. So, good stuff. The announcements, let's do that real quick in this segment. We are closing in on the end of the second annual John Stad Miller book drive. This is the last week. This week's book, One Nation Under Israel by Andrew Hurley. And I suppose maybe I should back up and say, speaking of getting our facts straight and our affairs in order, I really want to believe that this is a place where we're sort of dedicated to that. I know I am. And I have said it many times. I'll say it again. I've never, you know, even before we lost the big guy, I've never at any point felt any coercion to pursue a certain line or not pursue another line. I've never had any encouragement one way or the other. And I've even mentioned that at times that was frustrating, guest hosting the National Intel Report, for example, when I was asked to do that. And I would say, you know, is there anything that we want to focus on today? You know, anything? I mean, give me some kind of guidance or direction. Nope. Whatever you think. Okay. So it's always been a beacon of freedom in that sense, Republic Broadcasting Network. And I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, if we begin with the right motives, then I don't think that's a bad thing. And, you know, hopefully, I mean, I think it's kind of a leadership position to be able to speak to people and bend their ear for a little bit and hopefully try to straighten out the crooked parts in our society to de-escalate the conflict that's escalating. How many documentaries and things about civil war can we be fed these days, for Pete's sake? I would say the responsibility is somewhere along the lines of Exodus 18:21. You shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, who hate those who hate dishonest gain. This is the same thing for political office, essentially. But also, this kind of a platform, because it is influential, and there is a thing that W.T. Stead wrote about known as government by journalism. We know that the media is these days characteristically judge, jury, and executioner. There's a reason why when a jury is selected that they want people who have not been watching the nightly news with regard to whatever, you know, trial is concerned, and probably facts or situation related to it, because they are biased, often in ways that they don't even realize. So hopefully this is a place where we don't propagandize, we don't try to mess with people, but we try to get to the bottom of things, the truth. Because you can handle the truth. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. So I believe this is a place where we try to do that. And we pursue that. Which is, I think, becoming increasingly uncharacteristic in this society. Whether people realize it or not, there is an agenda. And that's unfortunate. Most people don't realize it. Anyway, book drive. One Nation Under Israel. I think I'll finish the announcements on the other side of the break. And then we'll carry on. So stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. We got to push through definitively this year because there are a lot of sacred cows that need to be tipped. Maybe one of those is Martin Luther King Jr. But it's interesting. If we could just zero in on that last year, I think something very different was happening. And, you know, we see that. Why does someone like a Martin Luther King Jr. get groomed? And, you know, why aren't we focusing on the man behind the curtain? Or the man behind the man in this case, or the men behind the man? It's so fascinating how that just, it just, for some reason, the tendency is always to obfuscate that and to move away from that. But that is, especially in the, shall we say, post-Bernaysian era, which is everywhere. Nothing is left untouched. Obviously politics, obviously the military. Speaking of which, I've been thinking about it like ever since the moment that we heard about the two SEALs missing in the Gulf of Aden. Something about that story just doesn't seem right to me. Too much, you know, you roll John Kirby out immediately on Face the Nation. Too much continuity of messaging, too much circling of the wagons. It's like a Benghazi kind of thing. It just, something doesn't seem right about it. So politics, obviously, military, obviously, but everything else. I mean, the most seemingly benign things, they're all polluted and infected with a Bernaysian, or I think if I was going to maybe coin a portmanteau, it'd be Bernaysiavellian, because that's kind of what it is. You know, it's manipulation. It's information for effect. It's propaganda, and there's no such thing as white propaganda in this. It's all designed to mislead. There's nothing in it that ever makes us better people. And if you begin with the motive that what I'm doing is somehow noble, it's a noble lie, and misleading people somehow will ever result in anything good, then I think the response to that is, then you are of your father the devil, in simple terms. Well, you know, some of this information is true. It's factually correct. Well, the devil factually, correctly quoted Psalm 91 to Jesus in the wilderness in Matthew 4. But he did it out of context and misappropriated the passage with an agenda in mind to get Jesus to be selfish. And in John chapter 8, there is a highly contentious exchange, and it culminates with Jesus saying, "Why do you not understand what I'm saying? It's because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and you do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies." And that's what that is. When you mislead people and manipulate people for effect, propaganda, you're lying. You're bearing false witness. It's deceptive. It's dishonest. It's, I would say, I don't know, I want to say it's un-American, but it's, you know, if we go back far enough, I think maybe it's patently American. Since our own revolution seems to be illuminized and part of a broader plan to resurrect Atlantis. So, I digress. Back to the announcements. Let's finish those, shall we, before we get carried away. Again, we're at the tail end of the second annual John Stadmiller book drive. This week's book, One Nation Under Israel, by Andrew Hurley. Make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win. That's exciting. It's more exciting and important to support the network. Congratulations to previous winners, Joyce, Lynn, Charles, Linda, Peter, Claudia, and Kim. And thank you. Thank you to you guys. Thank you to you all, men and women, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you to the rest of you, ladies and gentlemen, for supporting the network. This is a listener-supported network. There is no... You know the drill. There is no MacArthur Foundation grant. There is no John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation grant. There's no Ford Foundation, Rockefeller, Carnegie, John L. Hagler Foundation, Heising Simons Foundation. There are none of those. So, Republic Broadcasting will not be the beneficiary of the Rhodesian network. Cecil Rhodes, last will and trust kind of territory. Probably, you know, probably not a beneficiary of the Rhodes Milner Roundtable extension. So your support is vital. And so thank you for that to everyone. We also have the quilt raffle. See RBN, the website for details, republicbroadcasting.org. And you can actually do the 2-for-1 deal with that, the quilt raffle is the Confederate battle flag quilt, which is a great conversation piece, obviously. RBN mug, t-shirt, business cards, and bumper stickers. Call 800-724-2719 and leave a gift of $250 or more for your chance to win. And also say, you know, that... you'd like an opportunity to be entered into the book drive. The winner of the quilt raffle will be determined at the end of January 2024, obviously, now that we're into 2024. And if you're on social media, check out the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. I think that does it for the announcements. So, like I said, I think I'm just going to throw some stuff out. You know, it's so interesting. Gosh, last night was caucus night, Iowa caucus night. I can't hardly stand listening to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're all terrible. Everybody's terrible these days. It's just, speaking of, you know, what happens when the Bernaysian image makers, shapers, handlers get a hold of people? Reality doesn't matter. We just keep getting moved further and further away from reality. All that matters is image and perception. Well, and then, you know, people start emulating that. It is insane what's going on. I'll get to that in a minute. Before we do that, you know, I said I'd throw some stuff out. This is crazy. Maybe we can do this. Did you hear about Miss America? There's so much going on. Who can keep up with all this insanity? Who cares about the Miss America thing anyway? But Madison Marsh was crowned Miss America. But guess what? You know, this is just another Bernaysian psy opportunity. And so what's that all about? Here is the News 5 clip on Air Force Officer Madison Marsh, crowned Miss America. Go ahead, please.
Colorado and recent Air Force Academy graduate Madison Marsh is the new Miss America. She was crowned tonight in Orlando, Florida, making her the first active duty Air Force officer to win Miss America and the first time in 50 years a Miss Colorado contestant has won. The pageant hasn't been able to share video of that moment with us just yet. We're hoping to get that. The National Truman Scholar, she is pursuing her master's degree in public policy at the Harvard Kennedy School. That's when she won Miss Colorado. She's also a black belt in Taekwondo, going to be a pilot. Congratulations to Miss America,
absolutely,
Madison Marsh. I mean, she's just an incredible woman. It, you know, recent grad
so
from the Air Force Academy.
And her life is just getting started.
Just getting started.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I feel inadequate already.
How can you not feel inadequate when you see what she's been able to accomplish?
Just so many different things. And,
yes,
you know, well-deserved. And we wish her the very best. And congratulations. It's going to be amazing to see where her career goes.
She also raised a ton of money for pancreatic cancer research. Her mother passed away from that a few years ago. So you name it, she's done it. She's a remarkable woman, and this is so well deserved for her. Congratulations to Madison. She's
absolutely
celebrating tonight.
There you go. Fun stuff. Do you remember that I mentioned recently John B. Calhoun's Universe 25 experiment? This sounds somewhat familiar, doesn't it? That the females did not, you know, they became aggressive toward their young. As time went on, females showed more and more aggressive behavior, isolated elements, and lacked a lack of reproductive mood, that kind of thing. So you got the beta soy males, so to speak. And you have the, you know, I mean, what do we expect? Gal Gadot has been the, you know, role model for ladies for several years now, that kind of thing. So, and by the way, I'm sure that this Miss America was not rigged. They never are. In this case, you know, maybe for Bernaysian effect particular, but maybe this will boost recruitment if the open borders aren't. Maybe now be scads of ladies joining the military, which obviously would do very detrimental things to our country's future, I would say, in a variety of ways. And I think there's a reason why there's a significant decline in military enlistment. And by the way, that's not something that was unforeseen. That was planned, actually. As I mentioned several times, if you just read the Army 21, Army After Next documentation from 30 years ago, that was the plan, to have a decline in military enlistment, to pare down to basically special forces and start to really move toward a neo-Praetorian Guard officially. So it's all interesting. None of it good, in my humble estimation. But you know what? Congratulations, Madison Marsh. I guess Gal Gadot would be proud. You know, you're a Wonder Woman. That's fantastic. Probably from Amazon. So, We're about headed into a break. We'll get back to this Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff. That's a much bigger, much scarier deal. Perhaps, you know, maybe not, actually, but we'll listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene for as long as we absolutely have to and not a second more to make a point for about 30 seconds, I think, maybe on the other side of the break. And I just can't do it. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Have you noticed that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Nikki Haley, they're doing that thing? Are they doing that thing where you chew on the ball so that, you know, you have incredible jaw strength, you can tow boats like Jack LaLanne or something? Why do they talk like that? Michelle Obama too, a little bit. I can't listen to it. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Spiders.
that guard this roost, beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaign.
Welcome back.
Okay, so there's more to say about this. Maybe we should hold it to the next segment, but we won't. If we can, we'll play it real quick because it's awful and I just want to get it out of the way. I can't stand listening to this. It's just, it's like a cheese grater on the nerves. Marjorie Taylor Greene reminds Iowa and America of a world with Trump at the helm. But what does she do in this, you know, as she was stumping for Trump in Iowa, what does she do? She literally, and I put this in the comment on this video, I just couldn't help myself. She literally gave the textbook definition of fascism in this excerpt in her glowing endorsement of Donald John Trump. Go ahead, please.
He will fight for America First jobs, and he will restore America's economy exactly the way it needs to be. And I have to tell you, I'm a small business owner. I came from the construction industry, and that really means something to me. And that's why I relate to President Trump, because he comes from the same industry. We need President Trump. He's a successful businessman that looks at the federal government the exact same way we should be looking at it. We need to run the government like a business, not like a failing corporation that's going bankrupt.
Good heavens.
President
Good
Trump
heavens.
Also gave us okay. world peace.
Okay. I can't do any more of it. It's awful. That is the textbook. That's textbook fascism. I wonder where she ever got such a crazy. Oh, yeah, that's right. 2016 election cycle. All the articles. U.S. cannot be run like a business. Harvard Business Review. Fortune. Donald Trump says he'll run America like his business. Trump is trying to run the government like his business. Washington Post, opinion, Trump is running America just like his business. Bloomberg, Washington Post, Esquire, NPR, CNN, CBS News, New York Times. That's where she got that idea. It's a great thing. Fascism in America. Yay. So many articles on this. Where's the one that I was thinking, who wrote the one? Is it fascism or is it socialism? And the answer is yes. It's the Atlantic article by Tom Nichols. Is it fascism? Is it socialism? Words mean things. 2022, February. Anyway. Kind of like what Chad O'Jackson was talking about with Martin Luther King and, you know, forced segregation, forced anything is not a good thing. Similar, you know, this is the technique of infamy at work. You have fascism on the hard right and socialism, i.e. communism, on the hard left. Good times. Good times. Except not. And people just can't seem to be left to themselves. In one of the articles, there are many. I'll mention a few of the articles in this. The milieu of running the country like a business. In which John Flynn, John T. Flynn is...
I know so many of
quoted.
You
stick around, we'll be right back.
EZ4 carcass drop and lift, an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.